Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Nun Vav Omud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to finish off the beautiful Siman Shin Pei Vav today, which has been dealing with the halachos of Shituf Mavoyus. And we'll have still one more food item that we can talk about, whether that's good or not, for Shituf Mavoyus, and then we'll talk about a situation where you have a single chotzer that is connected on two sides to a different mavoy on each side. What is the halacha? So we begin with Siv Tes. The Mechaber writes, if a person were to say, Omar al Kikor, for a person to say about a certain loaf of bread that he wants to use for the Shita for Mavoyos. Now we know, we've already mentioned and learned in the Siman that the food that you're setting aside for a Shita for Mavoyos had to be edible, at least for somebody. So if he says, I'm setting aside this Kikor to be the Shita for Mavoyos for this series of Chatzeros and the Mavoy that they open up into. So if he says, this kikor should be today, hayom chol, it should be chulin today, it should be perfectly edible, but ulamachar kodesh okonam. But tomorrow it's going to be hektish, or tomorrow I'm making it like hektish, I'm making it into a konam, which we said yesterday is a lashon of carbon. In other words, he is saying that right now on Friday, and up until the start of Shabbos, at some point, it's going to be chol, and then at the start of Shabbos, lamachar, it's going to be kodesh, and at the bein hashmashos period of time, it's in this limbo state. It's neither absolutely chol, because maybe it's Shabbos during the Bein HaShemashos, but it's certainly not Vadai Kodesh, because it might be chol during the Bein HaShemashos some period of time. And therefore, the Mechaber Paskins, in this situation, we leave it in its chazaka of being edible, bishtatfin lobo, and you're allowed to make a shituf mavoyus with this over here. Because Shabbein HaShemashos, during the period of time, Bein HaShemashos, which is when the Erev Chatzeres, or the shituf mavoyus, actually takes effect, adayin lo niskat shavadai, it definitely is not Shabbos, it possibly Shabbos, it's therefore definitely not going to be Kodesh yet at this time. His statement, lamachar Kodesh, means on Shabbos it'll be Kodesh, maybe it's not Shabbos yet. And therefore, ru'uya ha'isa mibodyom, therefore it still is considered good at the start, so to say, of when the Shita from Mavoyos takes effect, and therefore this is considered edible food. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Nun Aleph, Pirish, B'Erev Shabbos lo yiskadish adayin. On Erev Shabbos, it is absolutely chol. He says, Hayom chol. Rak lamachar, on Shabbos, yeah, Kodesh, it becomes Kodesh. Now, when does lamachar start? When it's Shabbos. So therefore, during the Bein HaShemashos period of time, it's in this limbo state. Amrinam, we say, the Bein HaShemashos adayin lo niskadish. It's not considered halachically yet Shabbos. It's the Bein HaShemashos. It's an in-between twilight indeterminate time. And therefore, the misveika lo nochas o lo kedusha. Therefore, we cannot say that it has become Kodesh, konim, at this point in time, because it's only a suffix. Maybe it's Shabbos, maybe it's not. If it's Shabbos, it is Kodesh. But if it's not Shabbos, it's not Kodesh. And therefore, lo nochas ol kedusha, the kedusha of this item that you said it should be Kodesh hasn't yet fallen on it. V'alkein, and therefore, yochol ishtatif b'kirzeh, you can use this for a shituf mavoyos. Because she'ikar cholos ha-shituf hu bein ha-shmashos. Because at the point in time that the shituf mavoyos works over here, it starts working at the bein ha-shmashos. And at the bein ha-shmashos time, adayin hoya oz ba'os wazman ha-kikor chol. This piece of bread over here is considered chulin, it's chol. The Chofetz Chaim adds over here the Sha'aret Zion. The minute becomes definitely nightfall, it's definitely tzeis kochavim, it will become holy, and it no longer will be able to eat the entire Shabbos because it's hektish. He says, nevertheless, logora minevat achar bein hashmashos. This is exactly the same halacha as if it's no longer there. What happens if they put it out there? It was there during the bein hashmashos, and a dog ate it. It got lost. So it's also not present for the entire Shabbos. Nevertheless, we learn the kaimalah and the chol ha'eruv. In that situation, when it was present at the start of bein hashmashos, the eruv chaseros or the shita of avoyas takes effect. So too, whether it's lost, whether it's eaten by the dog, whether it's stolen, or whether it only becomes at that point in time when it's Svade Shabbos hektish and it's as if it's not there. In all of these situations, the Shita Mavoyas did take effect at the start of the Bein HaShemashos, and therefore it is good for the rest of that Shabbos. However, the Mechaber continues and he writes, Avol, im Omar, if he would say the exact opposite, Hayom Konam, it's Friday, and he says, today it is the status of a carbon, it's Konim, it's hektish. Ulamar Chol, and as soon as Shabbos starts, then I want it to return to being Chol. So then, ein mishtatfin lobo, you're not allowed to use this for a shituf mavoyos because she'ena ruuya achetechsha, because at the start of the bein hashmashos, it retains its status of being vaday osur. It's vaday hektish at that point in time, and only when it's vaday Shabbos does it leave the status of being vaday hektish and becoming vaday chol. But then it's already too late because it's after the bein hashmashos period of time. The Chofetz Chaim in Sivkotin Nun Beis adds, Rotzulomar, Lailo Gemura, when it's definitely night, only then does it become chol. The Misveka lo Pacha Kedusha, because until then, the status of it being Kodesh doesn't come off al Sofik. The Imkain, and therefore, B'vein HaShmoshos, at the start of the B'vein HaShmoshos, Hoyadayin Kodesh, it definitely is still Kodesh. Halachically, we have to view it as such. We leave it in its chazak of being kodesh. Ve'im ma'arvin bekdeshos. So you're not allowed to use a sheet of mavoyos with the dover hektish because it's aser to be eaten. Two very important points over here. The Chofetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel, Hayom Konen L'mocher Chol, brings down two possible ways to explain when the person says, today, Friday, it is Kodesh, and then on Shabbos it becomes Chol. So the first point of view is Rashi, says, where did that Kedusha go? How does it suddenly become Ice Friday, Ice Kodesh? On Friday it's Kodesh, on Shabbos it's Chol. How did that happen? So Rashi explains that he's basically is saying over here, it should become Mechulal, it should become redeemed over here on money. So the Kedusha that was in this bread will be transferred over to this money, and the bread will now become Chol because of the pidyon. And therefore, the Ilav Halchi Rashi says, if you didn't do this, Lo Nifka Kedusha Osu B'Kti, you can't just say the Kedusha is not there. It's only Kodesh for 12 hours. I did it Friday morning at 6 o'clock, Friday evening at 6 p.m. When it becomes Vaday Shabbos, the Kedusha just goes away. You can't do that. That's Shitas Rashi. However, the Chofetz Chaim brings down the Rashbo and the Ritva that say, no, you can do that. You made it tonight. That it's only Kodesh during this period of time. And therefore, the Kedusha is Dhamma over here, Paku B'Kti. It can just go off because you never said that it should have a permanent status of Kedusha. So fundamentally different way between Rashi and the Rashba and the Ritva, how to understand exactly the technical details over here, how on Friday it could be Kodesh and it becomes Ice Kodesh on Shabbos. Then we look at Dirshu footnote number 40, who brings down another interesting scenario. He says, what about a challah that you want to use for your sheet of mavoyos, but it's frozen? You're taking it out of the freezer right 10 minutes before the B'nai Shmoshos, and you say, this is going to be our sheet of mavoyos over here. But it's inedible. It's going to have to thaw out and only become edible after Shabbos has started, after it's Vaday Tzeitzel Kochavim. So is this good or not? So he brings down from the Sefer Chochma Salev, She'iev Shol Ariba. He says, you cannot use this because Tzorich Shetei Re'uya L'Achila B'Bein HaShmashos. In order for a Sheet of Avayas to work, the food has to be edible. And when does it have to be edible? At the start of when the Sheet of Avayas takes effect, which is the start of B'Bein HaShmashos. And this, he says, is exactly analogous, if it's not edible, to the situation where we said on Friday it's Kodesh, and tomorrow on Shabbos it will be Chol. So here it's the same thing. It's not edible right now at the start of B'nai Shmashos. However, he then further adds that since challah that's frozen, technically, albeit bidchak, under difficult circumstances, could be broken up into little pieces and eaten as a frozen challah. So therefore, halacha l'mais, he says, you could be ma'ariv with this, you could use it for an erev chatzeros or for a shita from a voyus over here, and he brings this down based upon what the Shelos Tshuvos Rashba writes, shema'arvin b'pas afilu imhi ma'od yivesha, that you could use bread that's very dry, because technically you could crumble it up and eat the little pieces, even though it's very, very hard, you could do so, and therefore the same thing would apply with a frozen challah as well. B'chaber now continues and he gives us a new scenario. Chatzer ha-pasuach l'shnei mavos. You have a mavoy on the left. We'll call that mavoy A. You have a chatzer in the middle. We'll call that the chatzer. And then you have a mavoy on the right. We'll call that mavoy B. So the chatzer in the middle is connected on one side to mavoy Aleph or A and on the other side to mavoy B. V'shitefim kol echad mehem. And the people in the chatzer made a sheet of mavoyos with the mavoy on their left, mavoy A, and they also made a separate sheet of mavoyos with the mavoy on their right, mavoy B. Now, mutter, in this situation, the Chabad tells us, im kol echad mehem letalto mimenu lechatzer mechatzer lesocho. The people in mavoy A can go and carry from their houses into mavoy A, because they have a sheet of mavoyos over there, and into the chatzer, and into the houses in this chatzer, back and forth, from house to house, into the chatzer, into the mavoy, only in A. And the same thing happens with mavoy B and the chatzer. You can go from the houses in the chatzer, into mavoy B, and into the houses in Mavui B, and from any of the houses in Mavui B, into the Chatzer, back and forth. So A is connected any place within A, into the Chatzer. And B is connected anywhere within B, into the Chatzer. However, this is not allowed to go carry from A into B via the Chatzer. As the Mechaber tells us over here, but you can carry, as we'll see, the Mishnah explains, from the houses in Mavui A through the Chotzer into the houses in Mavui B, or even into Mavui B. because you only made a sheet of avoyis with A in the chotzer, and a separate sheet of avoyis would be in the chotzer. So you're only allowed to carry from a house that was part of the Mavui A group into the chotzer, but you can't carry from the house that was in the Mavui A into anywhere in Mavui B. That's what the Mechaber is telling us over here. Now let's see this inside in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nun Gimel. He explains, Shari HaMavuos Lo Shitvu Yachad. The two Mavuos didn't make a connection. A is totally separate from B, albeit A is with the Chotzer and B is with the Chotzer. Therefore, the two don't mix, and you can't go from the houses of A into Mavui B, or the houses of B into Mavui A. Now notice I keep on saying from the houses, as the Mishnah will tell us in a moment, from the Chatzar to the Mavui, to the Mavui, to the Chatzar, that you can go because it's all within one enclosure, and as we've already pointed out many, many times, the rabbis never will go there, a prohibition in carrying from enclosed areas that aren't the house into other enclosed areas. So from a Chatzar to a Mavui to a Karpaf, you're allowed to go and carry in all of these areas, even without an Erev Chatzeres or Shita Mavoyos, as long as it's all enclosed. So in our scenario, the chotzer over here is able to carry with either mavui, but you can't go from the houses of the mavui to the other mavui. But there's a nafkamin over here. The Mishnah says, "Ulefikach im nosnu shnei hamavos shitufim bechotzer zu bekli echad." If mavui, when they made the sheet of mavoyos with the chotzer, put the bread, let's say, if you made the sheet of out of bread into the chotzer, and likewise, when Mavui B made their sheet of mavoyos, they put their bread into the same keli over here. Heavy luhu kulan kiyachad. Now they're all like one. Umuta latalti mivavi zeh lemavi zeh. Kemosha kosa reish simen shenayin ches ayin sham. Now this single chatzer over here is as if it's the single dwelling for everybody in both Mavui A people and Mavui B people. And in this way, just like we learned with the chatzer, you'd be allowed to do the soto over here with the Mavui and the chatzer in the middle. It's all now combined as a single entity. Sivkot and Nudala, the Mishbur says, they were talking here, Kloma, Bibatim Shibamavi, as I pointed out, you can't go from the houses of Mavui A into Mavui B, or the houses of Mavui B into Mavui A. Because Dilu, Be'ez Knisa Sayom, Shavsu B'Mavui Atzma, Shari. But anything that was in the Mavuis themselves, or in the Chatzah themselves, at the start of Shabbos, then you're allowed to move that back and forth, as we've already pointed out many times. A new scenario. The Mechaber writes, "V'im lo shitef im shum echad mehem." If the chotzer didn't make a sheet of mavoyos with either A or B, im uragilim shneim. If he equally uses both of them, so then lotzeis v'lovo b'chol derech aleim. If the people in the chotzer, they sometimes go through mavoy A to get out, and sometimes they go through mavoy B to get out. What we consider regularly, so we discussed before, it's a machlokis. What we considered regularly, they go from one to the other. Osrau shneihem. So then, by not being mishtatif with either A or B, you actually ruin it for both A and for B. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nun Hei, Kedekayim Olam, Dim Chotzer Echad, Lo Nishtatif V'Mavoy. If you have one Chotzer that doesn't participate in the Sheet of Mavoyos, also I call a Mavoy. It ruins it for everybody else. So to Avia, when the Chotzer in the middle doesn't participate with the Sheet of Mavoyos with either A or B, they ruin it for both. However, V'Muragil Imo Echad, if the people in the Chotzer are regular to use one more so than the other of the two mavoyos. So, for example, normally the people in the chotzer go out through A. Every now and then they'll go out through B. V'mashen eino rogo, they don't regularly go out through B. They only regularly go out through A. And Dirshu footnote number 38 brings down that the Chazon Ish says over here, it doesn't mean that they never use B, they always use A. It means most of the time they use A, and only some of the time they use B. So then in this situation, if they don't participate in the sheet of mavoyos, so also shiragilos, if they normally go out with A, and they didn't make a sheet of mavoyos in A, so then they ruin it for A. However, v'sheinu ragilenu also, but they don't ruin it for B. Dirshu footnote number 39 brings down, the Chazon Ish says, shedin zehu rak b'chotzer shebein shnei mavoyos. This is a unique din over here for the chotzer between the two mavoyos. However, avo bayis ha-pasuach l'shnei chatzeros, if this was a house that was open on one side to chotzer A and one side to chotzer B, then it would ruin it for both of them, even though they were more regular to use chotzer A than chotzer B. So this is a specific din over here for a chotzer that's different than for a house with two chotzers on the side, different than a chotzer with two mavoyos on the sides. The Mechaber continues and writes, v'mishitevim oso sheino rogil. Let's say they normally use A, but in this situation, the people in the chotzer decided to make a sheet of avoyos with B. So then, hutara rogil liatzmo im shitu b'neim. So then, if A made a sheet of avoyos by itself, not including the chotzer, no longer does the chotzer ruin it for them, and the sheet of A works for A, they can't go into the chotzer, obviously, and the chotzer has made a sheet of with B, that also works as well. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nun Vav, neither one ruins it over here. The kivin to shitif and masheni, since the chotzer made it with shitif mavoyos with people in mavui B, So they have essentially selek atzmo mizeh shayo ragil bo. They've essentially said, for this Shabbos, we don't want to have anything to do with the Mavui A people. So they have changed their regilus over here, which normally would be the A, to make it this Shabbos to B. The Mechaber continues and he says, v'chainim hayo ragilim shnehen. If they normally would use each one, sometimes A, sometimes B. And now, v'shitev im echad mihen, and they chose one for this Shabbos to make a shita of avayus, so then the other one isn't ruined. Mutar hasheni. Because by making the sheet of Mavoyos with A, they've essentially closed themselves off from using B, and therefore B isn't ruined by making their own sheet of, and A is along with the Chatzer, and B is by itself, and that's perfectly fine. They've essentially chosen sides over here, so the Chatzer is with A, and it doesn't ruin it for B. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nun Zayin says this is a kol shekein. The Mishnah Berurah says, din zehu b'kol shekein midin hakodem. If it was true in the other situation where they could even do it with a place that they're not ruggle with, certainly they can do it in a place when they're equally ruggle with both sides. Mechaber continues and writes, v'mamal b'shir ruggle bo, if they normally would be ruggle, for example, with A, and shitvu b'neihem, they made a separate shituf, but also she'ena ragil lo shitvu, and the people in B did not make a shituf, so now the chatzah didn't make a shituf with either of them, v'hu lo shitif lo mzeh v'lo mzeh. So again, what is the circumstance over here? The chatzah didn't participate with the shituf of voice with either A or B, and they normally go with A, but they didn't make this week a shituf of voice with A. And A made their own sheet of Mavoyus, and B did not make a sheet of Mavoyus. So now, Dochim also Eitzel Sheino Rogil. Here we push the Chatzir to be with the people in B, and since they neither of them made a sheet of Mavoyus, and they didn't participate together, they're all ruined for themselves. The Chatzir can't go into B, and the B can't go into the Chatzir over here, i.e. from the houses, into each other, because neither of them made a sheet of Mavoyus. But A is not ruined in this situation, because we say, V'yistalik me'oso shirogil k'deshi amutter. In this situation, even though the Chatzir normally goes with A, but since A made a sheet of Mavoyus without them, and since the Chatzir could go with B, we basically forced them to go with B the Shabbos, because, kiven shu'eno mafsid b'dovar, since the Chatzir is not ruined by being lumped in with B, because they can't carry themselves, shari lo shitei v'marim. So there is no connection between the houses of the Chatzir and the houses of Mavui B. You can't go from one to the other over here because they didn't make a sheet of Mavoyos, and therefore we don't hurt anybody by lumping the Chatzir with Mavui B. As opposed to, however, if you put the Chatzir with Mavui A, they would ruin it for them because they didn't make a sheet of Mavoyos with them, albeit A made their own sheet of Mavoyos. So in this situation, and by pushing the Chatzir in with the B crowd, and therefore allowing the sheet of Mavoyos in A to work, so we have a rule that if this person is going to benefit and you're not being hurt, so then we force the situation so that the person is benefited while the other person is not losing anything. This is called Kofin Osa Midas Adom. Midas Adom says, even though I'm not getting any benefit from it, I'm not letting you get any benefit from it. So that's called Midas Adom, and we force somebody not to be like that. So in our situation again, where the Chatzer didn't make a sheet of Mavoyos with either A or B, and A made their own sheet of Mavoyos, and B did not, so we forced the Chatzir to be with B, because nothing is being gained or hurt by pushing them together with B, but there's a gain for the people in A, that they're not ruined any longer by the Chatzir, so halachically we force the din, and we make A be alone by itself, and the Chatzir is classified with B, and nobody can carry in the Chatzir in B, because they didn't make a sheet of Mavoyos, but A is allowed to carry to the heart's content, because they made a good sheet of Mavoyos. And again, I want to point out, he's telling us this, even if they normally are ragil with A. So you could argue, well, they should be lumped in with A. No, we say in this situation we lumped them in with B. And the Mishnah Berurah adds over here in Sivkot Nun Ches, Shelo Yavar Olav B'Shabbos. They shouldn't go there on Shabbos. Now, the issue footnote number 44 brings down from the Chazonish. She says, She'en K'peida Im Yavar B'Shabbos Derech HaMavi Shishtat Bubo. That they would be allowed over here to go into the Mavi that made a Shita B'Voyos. Ela Dai B'Zeh She'esalik Ezuchuso Mishon V'Shar Orech. It's enough, though, if they just have officially, halachically removed themselves from that Mavui A, but they reserve or allowed still to go there if they wish to. The Chazonish disagrees with the Psak over here of the Mishnah Berurah. And he points out this is also the opinion of the Shelus Uchuvos Beis Shlomo. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nun Tes tells us, Sheyavor b'Shabbos derech Mavui shelo nishtate, if we push them to go with the Mavui that they didn't make a Shituf with, afalpi she'eino regilavo, even though that's not the one that they normally go with, because of this Kofin Amidas stone. And certainly, the Mishnah Berurah says, certainly, if he's normally going sometimes to A and sometimes to B, in this situation, we definitely, if A made the Shituf and B did not, so we certainly remove their rights, so to say, from A, and we push them into B, certainly in a situation when he's Rogel to both of them, but even in a situation when he's Rogel to the one that made a Shituf, and he's not Rogel to the one that he didn't have the Shituf with, nevertheless, we push him to the one that he's not Rogel to in order not to ruin it for the people of A. With this, we conclude Simon Shin Pei Vav and today's shir.